Everyone, welcome to Partial Recall. Wait, one of these mics, I think it's that one that doesn't work, right?
Okay, so Tess, yeah. And I will share them.
Yeah. Okay, you get on this, sorry. All right.
Don't look.
Okay, but can you, we're doing some technical things.
Yeah,
setting up the computer. Oh, no, that's the headphones. Okay, where is the aux cord? Oh,
right,
okay,
there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, we've not been here the past 2 weeks. We've had friends visiting friends and ethics poll and
we both had ethics poll.
Yeah, Ruby is also a member of the team. But we're happy to be here now. We'll be here for the next couple of weeks.
We have two very special guests.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Hello.
I'm Gracie.
I'm Tess.
Very excited to be a special guest.
So excited.
Yeah. We've divided ourselves into teams this week for our guessing game. Gracie's with Ruby, Tess is with me.
The rules of the game is that we each have a playlist with a secret theme and we have to guess each other's themes. If this is your first time tuning in.
Alright, so all do right. You want to play your first song, Ruby?
Yeah, this is from Gracie and I.
Alright. So that was Don't Go Breaking My Heart and Little Lies. I'm not sure what the theme is at this time. This chair is very squeaky, sorry. But Tess and I were thinking, like, relationships, like, some kind of, like, I don't know. Well, obviously there's, like, instructions in both of them about not to break the person's heart and to tell them
lies.
Specifically one of them. But also tell me lies, right? Like, so there's like, you know, somebody wants,
indicative command.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm going to go with
blissful romance.
Yeah. Blissful romance requiring instructions.
It's our first guess.
Yeah.
Don't we all want a blissful romance requiring instructions?
I guess so. So is that right? Did we get it?
No.
You did not get the theme.
I assume. Yeah, I think so. There's no way we're not. Okay, so I guess we'll go into my theme now. Or my place. Okay, cool. This is Stars by Hum.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
Nice fade in. That's right.
Thank you. That was Each Coming Night by Iron and Wine. Sorry for the harsher song into the calling song. It's a switch up of my order, but any guesses?
I was thinking, like, there's a lot about, like, saying goodbye. You said leaving.
I did.
But breaking up, so, like, sort of the opposite of giving someone instructions.
Mm-hmm. Being in a blissful
breaking a contract.
We've got them right where we want them.
I don't know. I don't have a guess, but I think it's something about, like, I don't know, like
you think I choose that theme on this day? Like,
oh, my dad's 3-year anniversary. He chose, like, breakups.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great guess for you guys.
Okay, well then it's definitely not breakups. Maybe the theme is 3-year anniversary.
That would also
just,
be
just
a little.
Just know that. And it's all, yeah, that'd be really funny. What do you think, Gracie?
Definitely something, as I said earlier, based on the lyrics, I do see a lot of leaving, a lot of sadness. A lot of saying goodbye to people that you love or being disappointed in a loss of connection on some level. But no official guesses.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now.
It could be guitar. Also.
Like, yeah, that's a good thing. Thank you. All my songs
have guitar.
All my songs do have guitar in them. So be on the lookout for that. But okay, wait. Okay. Do you want to switch back to your theme?
Yeah, should we
okay.
do like one and one now?
Yeah, sure. The next one's gonna really make you guys realize that what you're thinking is not accurate.
Really?
Wow. Great. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Sorry.
I see you having Ezra Klein all over your Spotify.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm an avid listener. Thank you. it. So, I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how that. I'm not sure how that fits in to the other two. Any ideas?
No ideas. I mean, I don't think that really went along with our blissful romance.
No, it didn't.
We also already shot that down as
no,
well.
No, I know. I mean, it was like, you know, like, it must be the place. But, like, I don't know.
Classic songs.
Wait, there isn't there... I know there's only two people. Because I was going to say, I mean, like, I think there's... I mean, you could... These are all bands that have either... like individual people in them or, like okay no let me go around no
these
I mean like okay no people
that's
I mean gone. people in Fleetwood Mac and Talking Heads have like done their own thing after but that's obviously true. Elton John is just Elton John, so like
hey, don't forget about Kiki D. okay,
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I understand.
She sings half of the song.
No, I agree, but I mean, yeah, I agree, that is true. I don't know much about Kiki D though, to be honest, so I'm sorry.
Tess, you're a woman historian and a journalist. Do you want to tell us about Kiki D?
That's all I know is the one song.
Okay. So, yeah.
Well, I would urge you to think about, I'm trying to think of a hint, like a light hint.
I can't think of any that won't just entirely.
No, it's okay. I mean, we're not going to give you guys a hint, so.
Okay, fine.
We'll give you a hint then.
Okay,
fine.
Well, anyway.
I know that you're not close to getting
it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so.
We were told that we were not close at all.
Yeah, you are. You are not close at all. But yeah, well, this next song is, I decided to include them because they're sort of friends of mine / friends of my girlfriend, but Hello Mary from my high school partially just dropped their first like official album through a record label. So this is Looking Right Into the Sun by them. So, Ruby, you think she definitely has it?
I think 100% without a shred of a doubt. Half the theme.
Do you want to get...
Actually, that being said, I don't actually have a specific
it's
idea.
It's difficult to, like, articulate it, but I see...
Yeah.
We know what's happening a little bit.
We won't make an official guess, but should we say our thoughts?
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
You're the brain person here.
What are your guys' thoughts?
My brother is listening.
And I'm just a
supporter. Jesse, do you hear that? That I'm the brain person? And you're not. Okay. Okay, so I think it's daylight savings. Actually, I know it's daylight savings. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And every song so far has had something about stars or the sun or what was the third one? Night.
Morning? Night. Each night. Coming night.
So I think the theme is daylight savings.
That's a good guess, but it's not right.
Okay. Gracie, do you want to?
My mic isn't on. Whoops. Sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh. Well, I was like a really avid supporter of the daylight savings theme, but we're going to stick with paying attention to the stars and the sun.
That sounds good.
And
yeah,
that kind of.
Okay.
And see what happens. You're 100% without a shred of a doubt, didn't
you? Yeah. But that's okay. Well, we did identify a heart lyric in This Must Be the Place. Oh, and No More Broken Hearts in. There's definitely some heart theme in your guys'.
Do you want us to respond or no?
Well, I responded to you. So.
That is not correct.
You are not close.
Okay. Gracie, what do you want to do next? This one or this one? This one, just because I want to hear that. Totally.
Okay, we're ready.
All right.
Nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. Nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
So, I mean, this is more, like, relationship-y stuff.
Yes, more relationships. This one was a little bit calmer. I was kind of thinking maybe y'all's were songs that were upbeat, but the lyrics were sad.
Mm.
But this one wasn't as upbeat as Don't Go Breaking My Heart, so I'm not sure anything about that.
Yeah, also this was had only one person involved in the making of it, so... We can't go with the theme.
Okay, your other one was now ruled out officially.
Yeah, not sure what.
Do you want a light head or not? Not yet.
I don't know. I mean, but again, it's like I mean, it definitely is like more like heart lovey stuff. Like,
I don't
know. It is. It definitely is. But yeah, I don't know.
Is it toxic relationships?
Another great theme for Ezra's 3-year anniversary.
You guys can do whatever theme you want. I don't care about that.
Do you want a light hint?
Let's take a light hint.
Yeah, we'll take a light hint, sure.
I would try to... Okay, so we're approaching the theme from different angles.
Yes.
And it's not...
It's just lyrics.
It's not just lyrics. Great, great light hint.
Okay, so then it's either like musical structure, like song structure, or artists. But I don't think it would be artists. Ruby wouldn't stoop that low.
Maybe she would.
All right, we'll think about it. But yeah, all right. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay, so Gracie and I have been whispering.
Some deliberating.
We've noticed.
You want to start, Gracie?
Okay. So we are thinking something to do with a space.
Mm-hmm.
Unfamiliar extraterrestrial territories. Something like along those lines.
Like other planets?
Like the soul. I was thinking like.
More the solar system.
Yeah, or like. Yeah, like space, like the universe.
Yeah.
The solar system.
Yes.
Alternatively,
mm-hmm.
light.
Okay.
Definitely an alternative, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that even if it's not your theme, that could be your theme.
Well,
we found
many themes in your, like, they say
that's
heart
true.
In
yeah,
every
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah,
there's broken
like,
heart in every song.
Yeah.
Do they actually?
Yeah. You guys are just really sad people.
But you gravitated towards.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, no.
Damn, okay.
Sorry about the siren. Well,
do we?
We're not going to answer.
Yeah, that's not an official guess, but I guess our unofficial guess is
solar system slash extraterrestrial slash light.
Okay,
guess.
We appreciate the
guess. Slash guitar.
Yeah, okay, wait, we're also going to, okay, so just quickly, I think we were seeing some like pretending to, like that things are okay when they're not general themes.
Okay.
Should I test you the PSA?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We have a PSA today. The American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. Download any of our free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency in the palm of your hand. Our apps include First Aid, Hurricane, Earthquake, Tornado, and Wildfire. Find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores.
All right.
Tess, that was
that
amazing.
That was
Thank
like
you.
Impeccable reading of the PSA.
Why did have
such a radio voice? Wow.
It was important that I deliver that quickly. I'm glad.
Okay. So I guess probably one or two more songs before we're done. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is the adults are talking.
You
So, it's probably the end of the songs for today.
Yeah. Time to make our guesses.
Time to make our guesses.
Time to make our guesses. Okay, well, is the theme time?
No.
Okay, but that... Okay. So, all of the songs are about... How is time... I mean, I really think it's daylight savings, or like...
I'm kind of still sticking with that. Like, it really just makes sense.
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
I get why you would
that
say
would
that.
Have been a good
I mean,
theme
that would have been a good theme. Yeah, yeah.
Or but like the solar or the universe of the solar system.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a universe.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Got it. We got it.
Yeah, because like okay, so there was like the song about stars, and then like each coming night was like. Obviously, like the sun, I mean, the earth rotating around the sun, and then like looking right into the sun. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the transparent radiation was the Spaceman 3 song.
Okay.
And they, I think, said ozone in it at one point, which
yeah,
I noticed.
Yeah, that's the only word I heard.
Yeah, I noticed that you, like, were really excited about and then, like, time obviously is a part of the universe, too.
So, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, good theme.
Really thank
good
you.
Theme. Very timely.
Thank you.
For your theme. Yeah. Conversations between people in a relationship is my best guess.
You guys are really close.
And
really
and close. And there's like just like people are like asking, like they want, they're like telling somebody what they want to hear. Like it's like,
it's more simple than that. Think about, go through the songs.
Okay, I mean, so there was like Little Lies, which is like somebody asking somebody else to be told lies, right? And then
don't go breaking my heart, asking them not to break their heart.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, this must be the place is like I guess like sort of like just convincing yourself into like feeling like you're where you need to be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's not. I don't really think that's a bit of a stretch for what the song means, but
try to think outside of the lyric
for that
realm.
For that song. Alright, I'm just gonna ignore it then.
So how you deal with problems.
I don't want to be told what's in the song. And then, I mean, yeah, it was like, I don't know, bless the telephone, which is another conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
commitments
outside
between
of
two people in a relationship, or
should we say the next song we were gonna play?
What was the next song you were gonna play?
Yeah.
Talk Down by Dijon.
I don't know the lyrics to that song, but
me either. Is it people
really,
talking down
really
to?
Is it like is there like is it like somebody who's like like deciding the direction of a relationship between two people?
Think about it less deeply.
Like it's actually quite
it's
a simple
really
theme.
Quite a simple theme.
I don't know what it can be. I really have no idea like how to get even more simple than we are now. Like it goes between
asking
think about the
for
second
love.
Song.
Yeah.
The structure of the second song.
Conversation between
people. I mean,
going back and forth.
You're right there. You're right there.
A contract.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's like a conversation between lovers. I don't know.
They
said, I mean, you said the theme, but
they're just
adding
stuff.
Just adding stuff to it.
Is it just lovers then?
No.
Is it just conversations?
Yes.
It's just talking.
Talking.
What? Oh, so the talking heads was the... Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. So,
But you got... That was very close.
Yeah.
Well done.
I feel like we made it. I mean, because all the conversations, like,
that's
I mean, they're
true.
Talking...
They were all conversations.
Yeah, and they were all conversations, like, about love. Except,
that's true. I guess we didn't think about
it's
that.
It's a number... Yeah, you're right.
Except for the talking heads was not, but I mean it still has heart in it, so we've also found a heart theme between all your guys. We found multiple themes that weren't even the ones you chose.
Sounds like we went above and beyond.
We took what we needed to do, and then we did like three times more than that, so I think we're the winners for today. We'll claim the victory.
Congratulations, Tess and Ezra.
I'll gladly take that.
Well, and do you have any preference about what we do with our next minute and 10 seconds?
Just put a song.
Okay, well, I was going to play Across the Universe at the end, which, by the way, very...
Are you doing funny Fiona Apple? Or?
No, I'm doing the original, but I learned this morning that it was, like, John Lennon wrote it after getting into a fight with, like, his, I don't know, lover at the time, and it's, like, about how, like, her words, like, meant nothing to him or something. Wow. And then, like, yeah, so I don't know. It's like a funny... Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so it's a nice melding. But we'll be back soon, and I'll fade this out if anyone comes into the studio. You're listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy.